A quick truth with you this morning really spoke a lot to me when I heard it. Acts chapter 4, the disciples have been punished for preaching the word. They've been threatened to not do it anymore. And if you go into Acts chapter 4, verse 23 through about 27, they go back together and they rejoice over the fact that they've been persecuted. But then they pray this prayer, and they basically start this prayer by saying, "Oh Lord, thou art God, and thou hast made the earth and the heavens and the sea and all that is within them." I'm not quoting, I'm just paraphrasing. And then they go on to talk about how that God was in control when he appointed Jesus to be crucified for our sins. Even naming the men that were causing this plan to be carried out. And he says, they end this with saying, "Now we pray that you would grant us the boldness." We see these threatenings. "We pray that you grant your servants boldness." And the thought of that passage, it's really good because it's capturing the thought that God is in control even in the midst of our persecution. They were being persecuted. They were being beaten. They were being threatened to not do this again. And I know for me in America, that's hard to wrap my mind around. Apathy, to me, feels like the spirit of most, honestly. So for me to wrap my mind around what it is to be persecuted for Christ, I pray God would give me that insight. I pray God would help my heart to not only have compassion for those in our world currently that do face persecution for the gospel, but also that he would give me understanding as to what that might be like. And to have that boldness in spite of that. But that boldness is not a prideful thing. That's what we see in Acts 4:24, is that they were not confident in that they could withstand the threatenings. They were confident in the fact that God, the same God that was in control when his only begotten Son was giving his life by the hands of evil men, that same God who is in control of that whole situation. And if you look, step back and look at that, that the Son of God was taken by evil men, evil mortal men, and beaten and punished and crucified. But that yet God was still in control of that. That is where their boldness came from. That is where their confidence came from. That he is in control. Guys, I know we don't face much persecution here in America yet. And I say yet because I really believe we will. But in our valleys and in our storms, in our hard times in life, the same God that was in control as Jesus was being nailed to a tree at the hands of evil men, the same God who was in control as the disciples were being threatened and beaten for preaching the gospel, the same God who's in control as men and women all over this world in 2019 are beaten and imprisoned and tortured and murdered for preaching the gospel, is the same God who's in control throughout the storms of our life. I don't know what you're facing, child of God. I don't know what you're worried about, but I can tell you, assuredly, he's in control. Have a great morning.